Citing aggressiveness in its operations, the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission has handed down several orders to energy producer Hillcorp, including a $115,000 civil penalty. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports.
In its decision and order dated April 10th, AOGCC says Hillcorp failed to notify the agency of changes to an approved permit and that the company failed to test blowout prevention equipment. All of this comes from work done last October in the Soldotna Creek unit on the central Kenai Peninsula. The agency found that Hillcorp had started drilling at a depth 500 feet shallower than approved. That drilling happened in an overpressurized zone, which required closure of the rig's blowout prevention equipment, or BOPE. After changing out that equipment, drilling continued, but without a proper test of the BOPE. Hillcorp did notify the agency that it had used that equipment to control the flow of formation fluids, and that's when it found out about the change in drilling depth.
This violation was self-reported because we strongly believe in operating safely and responsibly, and we don't take that lightly.
That's Hillcorp spokesperson Lori Nelson. She says as part of the order handed down by the commission, new training measures are in place for Hillcorp's contractors.
So what we're doing is making sure that we're having that face-to-face interaction with those folks that are in the field, on the ground, in these types of situations, making sure that they are keenly aware of the regulations in place surrounding what they do.
The agency's three commissioners all signed off on the order, and they were nothing if not blunt in writing their findings. They said that, quote, the aggressiveness with which Hillcorp is moving forward with operations appears to be contributing to regulatory compliance issues. They also noted 13 separate enforcement actions issued between April and December of last year. Nelson doesn't deny that the company operates with a sense of urgency, but
urgency for us doesn't mean get it done fast at any cost. It means get it done the right way as quickly as possible. And being a new company and getting up to speed, in some cases it's been great, in other cases it's presented challenges. But in every opportunity that we've had, we've taken that and hopefully turned it around for a positive in the long run.
The order also called for more communication between Hillcorp and AOGCC, including a detailed description of its regulatory compliance program, a root cause analysis addressing the violations, and evidence that staff involved with permitting be trained in the agency's regulatory requirements.
We definitely take a different approach in the fact that we are very open and transparent with regulators, stakeholders, and the community, and we hope that that will continue as our business continues to grow here in Alaska.
The initial penalty was $75,000 plus other smaller fines for failure to notify the agency of a change in well plans and failure to test blowout prevention equipment, in all $115,000, which Nelson says has been paid in full. Reporting in Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.